ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dodd, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. There was a time not too long ago when selling PCs and other endpoint devices wasn't exactly the sexiest part of the channel business, but changing attitudes about what consumers even within businesses want from their computing devices, as well as new business models, have made the endpoint a renewed point of interest and profitability for solution providers. And one of the distributors that's building on this new opportunity is Tech Data. In this edition of the podcast, we're joined by Linda Rendelman, Senior Vice President of Endpoint Solutions for the Americas at Tech Data, as well as Manel Gerges, Director of Product Management at Tech Data Canada, to discuss this shift, how Tech Data has reacted to it, and the opportunity it sees around it for solution providers. It's a fascinating chat, so let's get right into it. My conversation with Linda Rendelman and Manel Gerges. Linda, Manel, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We're happy to be here today.
It's interesting. You were in Toronto not too long ago, Linda, sort of presenting on the endpoint strategy, and it kind of struck me because it's not something that I've heard articulated in as many words. And you know, you use the phrase, which I love, the sort of getting away from the stack 'em high and sell 'em low mentality, which certainly was I think how distributors viewed endpoints, especially PCs, for much of the last two decades. And probably a lot of channel partners, because I do, you know, historically I have heard a lot of kind of the idea of, you know, we sell the PC to get the infrastructure sale, to get the solution sale, and, you know, basically because we have to. Curious what's powered the change in mindset around the endpoint at Tech Data, and sort of what was the thinking that led to making endpoint a more strategic business unit?
So I would say really the change happened post our acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions business. So, you know, one of the big benefits of doing that acquisition and one of the things that created a real differentiator in the market for Tech Data was our true capability to deliver end-to-end solutions, you know, from the data center to the edge through the cloud. It was exciting for us to then think about, so what does that mean for the endpoint space? Because this was a challenge for us to step up to think this means that we really need to think about what's happening in the market, what trends are out in the market that are driving big opportunity from a solutions perspective, and how do we really, you know, as now what we like to think of ourselves as a solutions aggregator, set ourselves up for success to be able to, you know, make it easier for our resellers to utilize us in a way that enables them to address their customers in a more efficient way around the total solution. So we thought about, you know, what was happening, and there's a lot that's going on just in the world of work that really helps shape the opportunity in the endpoint space. You know, there's more remote working than ever before. People use more devices in order to do their work than ever before. There's a real focus around collaboration and health in the work environment. So that's changing the setup of the way offices look and how people work. And it all comes together really to drive this kind of modern workplace opportunity. And so when we thought about, you know, again, okay, so how will we focus so that we can really make sure that our strategy is clear and our resellers understand how they can utilize Tech Data in order to help them drive to higher value in the market as well. So we settled on really promoting three key strategies in the endpoint space. The first was workspace transformation. So that really addresses the opportunity for a more diverse portfolio of devices in the workspace. You know, ergonomics and all of the various different types of standing desks, et cetera, in order to be able to support that. And also, you know, there's some collaboration secure printing. It really kind of encompasses a lot of the different areas of our business. And probably our core tenet of workspace transformation is really our tech as a service offer, which is our subscription offer for the endpoint space, which allows resellers to sell to their end customer hardware, software, and services all for one monthly subscription cost. Then there is the Anywhere, Anytime digital workforce pillar. And that really is all around mobile computing. And we've got relationships with all of the top carriers, both in the US and Canada, in order to be able to think really from a vertical standpoint, because this is where solutions get very customized to the vertical that they're in order to be able to help resellers build those reference architectures they need to really make sure that they have every component of the solution available. And then the third area is next-gen collaboration solutions. And Tech Data made an investment years ago in a company called Maverick, which was a pro AV business. And that has evolved nicely to cover this space as well. And so we've got those resources and have made additional investments in that space in order to really be able to capture this incredibly growing market. It has an 11% CAGR through 2021 because there are a lot of unconventional meeting spaces popping up and they want the technology in order to be able to support that. So it really, you know, became pretty easy for us once we understand the trends that were happening in the market to lock on the strategic areas of the business that would help us make it very easy to work with resellers in order to change our whole mindset around the endpoint space and move away from that traditional distribution, stack 'em high, sell 'em low. As you said, it's one of my favorite terms. To illustrate the difference between where we were and where we're going.
All right. So you've got those opportunities identified at that point. Sort of, can you walk us through the changes you made, and can you walk us through perhaps some of the results you've seen in terms of the performance of the what would now be identified as the endpoint business at Tech Data since you've made those changes?
Yeah, absolutely. So we don't share specifics around, because we're a public company, we don't share specifics around results for our different portfolio areas. But I can speak to some of the changes that we've made and how we're investing in our business in order to be able to drive to higher value. So the first thing really is that we've invested in more people that are more specialist resources. So specifically around TaaS, specifically around mobile, specifically around next-gen collaboration in our Maverick business. You know, those require people that really understand that market and understand, again, the verticals that are key drivers of opportunity in that market, and are able to work with resellers to make sure that they're really delivering a complete solution. And that, you know, speaks to, I think, the results in our, what I can tell you is that our resellers are realizing higher profit margins by selling complete solutions, by attaching more services, and by selling subscription models versus just selling as a transaction, because they actually get a broader, deeper sale through subscription generally than they do if they only focus on the sale of the device. So we've invested in people. We've also invested in the training of those people and really introducing, you know, performance models and business planning. And one of the other things that we've done is also, you know, really brought forward more multi-vendor offers, something that really is Tech Data focused rather than single vendor focused, which has always been the way of traditional distribution. One example of that is TaaS, Tech as a Service, which we've already talked about. Mm-hmm. Another example of that is the campaign that we introduced about a year and a half ago called #NewTechNow. And that is all about capturing the opportunity driven by Windows 7 end of support, which is coming January 14th, 2020. So we're only a few months away now. But really, you know, what we did is we went to the market with some consolidated resources around and selling materials for resellers to be able to help their sellers go out and engage with their end customers and talk with them about the opportunity for refresh, the importance of it, really helped them also through additional offers through vendors or through our TAS model be able to, you know, have a real conversation driver around making sure that they are ahead of the game in terms of that Windows 10 upgrade away from Windows 7 before it goes end of support. So that would be a good example also of really how our strategy has evolved to be more multi-vendor. Mm-hmm. Because that really, I mean, I think if you think about how the end customer buys, most think about a multi-vendor solution that solves a problem for them versus just a single vendor device that only, you know, perhaps is, you know, one piece of the puzzle.
All right. So, you know, I mentioned off the top, I think I hear from partners, or I've historically heard from partners, you know, sort of the idea that, you know, selling the, especially when you talk about the PC side of things, perhaps historically right. You know, something that you do to facilitate the infrastructure sale or the solution sale. But right. when you start talking about being able to make more money off that and make better margins off that by looking at it more as a solution and going with a subscription model, that's the kind of stuff that tends to get business owners' attention. How have you found partners in terms of, and I acknowledge there are going to be some who are like right there with you or even ahead of you, and some that are some lag behind, but sort of as a level set, how have you found partners in sort of taking to the ideas that you're putting out there and running with them?
Yeah, it's a great question, because it would, all of this would be for naught if partners didn't embrace it. And I would say that partners are definitely embracing it. It has been exciting to be at our various partner summits. You know, as you said, we just had one up in Toronto. We had one in for our U.S. business in Colorado back in April. Mm-hmm. And partners are really interested in, you know, if they haven't already evolved into this solutions-based model already themselves, they're very interested in going there. And for many that already have, they're very interested in finding some additional stickiness with their customer. And in many of these areas, they find that they can do that and they can incorporate their own services in as part of the solution, which helps build additional profitability models for them on top of that as well. So one of the challenges I would say that a lot of partners have told us about is, you know, getting the right training and enablement for their sellers to be able to understand, say, how to position a subscription versus a transaction, or even a subscription versus a lease. There is a difference. I know there's a common myth that everyone thinks a subscription is just the new, you know, fancy name for a lease. There actually is a difference. With our offer specifically, there's no buyout. So the subscription has to either be extended or a new subscription realized. And so therefore, you know, you create that kind of that need in order for a refresh after a certain amount of time. And one of the things that we found is that a lot of business owners, as you said, really embrace these concepts, and then they need help training sellers in how to go out and position it. So we've made some investments this year in our program in order to be able to offer these trainings for, you know, a select number of customers and our sellers as an additive to, you know, just the general, our general go-to-market strategy, so that we can really work together to help, you know, realize more opportunity that's out in the market.
You know, we've touched on TAS a few times, and that's been in place in Canada for, memory is blanking on me, but I'm going to say coming up 2 years now. It's certainly a while. Manal, can you share a little bit about kind of the impact you've seen Tech as a Service have in the Canadian market?
Sure, it's been a really good impact. We, as Linda was talking about, we've made investments in the space where we've allocated resources, really a sales specialist that's able to get out and talk to the partners, talk to them about the differentiation in the solutions under a TAS model, where services and multi-vendor solution can be provided in one contract that provides a low cost per unit per month for a period of time. And also talk about the differentiation between a lease and the subscription model, as Linda was talking about. That investment really paid off for us. We're seeing custom partners are taking us on, and I'm actually see what's more exciting is I'm seeing repeat opportunities that comes through number of partners that have enabled sales organizations with this subscription model for their customers. So it's been picking up really nicely. Actually, in our Channel Link event coming up in Edmonton and in Calgary, we will have our special there training the partners on us and speaking about the opportunities and the refresh model. And again, the stickiness, as Linda was saying, the stickiness between the partner and their end customer as refresh and end of contracts come about.
And I'm guessing that's also a really nice way for partners to slip in their own services around whatever gear may be included in a TAS subscription.
Absolutely. Their own services, as well as any services we're able to support them with, mm-hmm. and it all goes in as one cost per unit for the end user. And it enables the end customer to expand coverage of their IT needs. Depending on budgets, you're talking about different budgets now, and it enables the opportunity to become a little bigger.
All right. So we've talked about how, partners are in on this and starting to make the changes. But for those who are, maybe just dipping their toe into the space and want to get started making the endpoint something a little bit more strategic to their business, something a little bit more interesting to their business as a whole, what do you see as sort of some of the best first steps for solution providers to make to make that shift and to start unlocking some of that value?
So my first recommendation would be to talk to their tech data sales rep about their interest, their business today, and kind of what they think their best next step might be in terms of, do they want to find something that's very adjacent to what they're already in, mm-hmm. Et cetera. But just really, kind of have that deep level discussion of where do they want to go so that we can really understand what their desires are. We've got resources on our techdata.com site. Specifically, we've got an Endpoint Solutions microsite there that lists lots of materials around all of the things we just talked about so that resellers have a resource there. And obviously, their sales rep can connect them in with our team where we've got, as I said earlier, specialists for each of these focus areas that can really go in and have a thoughtful conversation with them about, what the best next steps might be. I think it's, it gets very specific to the practice of the reseller and where they want to go. So in my mind, the first best step always is a meaningful conversation with their tech data sales rep. But I'll also ask Manal to give maybe if she has anything that's very specific to Canada.
Yeah, no, for sure. I would support have the conversation with the sales rep and the sales team that's supporting the partner. I would also encourage the partners to call any of our specialist resources. They're more than able to go in there and help train the partner sales organization on the benefits, on the opportunity to expand, and the opportunity for complete end-to-end solutions. Under the Maverick AV solutions, as an example, we're able to provide complete solutions for any meeting rooms or boardrooms requirements, complete collaboration, as well as a complete solution if it's even just a smart signage offering. Mm-hmm. And we're able to go in there and train them on all those benefits.
All right. Well, we've talked about sort of the transformation to date, and to wrap it up, maybe let's talk about where you see it going. What can we expect from Tech Data in terms of the endpoint business over the coming weeks and months? I don't want to ask you to spoil yourself, but if you wanted to, I wouldn't object.
Okay. Well, I mean, I have to start by saying, I think, you know, one of the beauties of kind of creating the strategy around what's happening in the market is these three areas are big growth areas for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. I think we're, just at the early stages of many of these areas really starting to see the opportunity that's out there. I think, you know, everybody is talking about edge computing and edge really equals endpoint. I think mm-hmm. you'll see a lot of integration of our solutions with a lot of next gen solutions like IoT, security, and cloud. And then I also would say over the coming year, you'll see us get into the esports space more. So mm-hmm. gaming, what once was thought of as really just a retail opportunity, is becoming a very big opportunity in the education space. You know, there are a lot of colleges and universities that are building big esports arenas. People are getting scholarships to schools around esports. This blows my mind, but it's an absolute opportunity. And, you know, we have some great vendor partners in this space, and we'll continue to build out our vendors in this space of our portfolio, because we absolutely see this as something that partners will want to jump on and embrace, and we want to be able to make it easy for them to capture that opportunity.
All right. Sounds good. And yeah, I'm with you as well. I see the opportunity, or and hear a lot about the opportunity out there, and it still kind of blows my mind a little bit.
Yes.
I appreciate you both taking the time. Thanks for an interesting chat, and good luck with the endpoint business.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Robert.
There you have it, a look inside Tech Data's endpoint strategy. I'd like to thank Linda and Manal for joining us, thank Tech Data for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week with another important and interesting interview with one of the brightest lights in the Canadian channel community. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.